Why doesn't someone come up with a cooling like the
yes.
Like mm-hmm. a really a cool, not the ones that they're like, this is cooling and breathable and it's not, but like one that actually you charge it. And
like
it,
a, yes. And it's an air conditioner around your, it's an iced bustier.
Ooh. Trademark. Trademark.
Trademark.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
To episode 54. Are we 55? I don't know.
How we're 54. In fact, some of you are 54.
It's 54 on the 54.
That's weird, Joni. I didn't even think about that till now. Hey, everybody. This yeah. is episode 54. It is, right? Yeah, it 54. Is. And guess who turned 54 this last weekend? And it's not me.
Right. It's me.
It's Joni.
It's me.
And
welcome. This
and Timmy.
Is Joni as 54 on the 54. I know. And I sent Timmy a birthday message. He did not even reply to me.
What?
I did. Send him a big happy birthday message.
Listen, let me tell you what. My husband has more cell phones than anyone else in the family, and he's the hardest one to get a hold of. So I don't know. I don't understand it. The kids tried to FaceTime him on his birthday that morning. Couldn't get him. They're all FaceTiming me to get him to get.
I know.
It's just a thing. It's a whole situation. So, yeah, happy birthday to
Thank
Cornbread.
Thank you.
And tell us about your birthday weekend. What'd you do?
Oh, wow. Well, I tailgated.
Yes.
I tailgated down at Mississippi State for a pathetic.
Listen.
Pathetic. Do you hear me?
Listen. I was angry.
Yeah.
I was angry. And you know what, though? I feel like maybe I'm partially responsible because of what I said about stupid Brian Kelly's face. And I'm taking it. I'm taking it personally. I might have done that, y'all.
You probably did. You can't talk about people's faces.
Okay, fine. He's very handsome.
Well, now that game is done. We're moving on. Now it's South Carolina.
Okay.
Something nice about South Carolina.
Well, they were looking good against Georgia. They were looking good for a little while.
Yeah. Well, I know, but we play them next weekend. And I'm just going to tell you, y'all, Mississippi State played terrible. I mean, terrible.
It wasn't good.
It was not good.
It was not good.
Caleb was very salty.
Yeah.
But here's the thing for me. Well, wait, let's go back to the football. Zach Arnett's not going to make it if it doesn't improve. And I hate to say that, but they're not. They're not going to, they're just not going to do that. Anyway.
I know.
We lost really bad to LSU. And when I say really bad, I
like
mean,
bad.
We lost really bad, like 41-17 or something. Did we even have 17 or was it 7?
I think so.
I don't know.
No, maybe it was, I don't know. I literally gave up.
It was demeaning.
It was horrible.
It was horrible. But here's the good news. I sat in my tent.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I had ribs that Wes the Pest made.
Okay.
And I had some barbecue. Okay. And I had my birthday cake that my friend Jennifer makes every year for me. You know that story? Have I told that story on the air?
You have, which is very, very sweet. She makes you that beautiful
cake. For those of y'all
cake.
who don't know, my little nanny used to make me a birthday cake. It was a chocolate torte. And she made it every single year for my birthday. And when she died, I mean, I was like in my 20s or 30s. I don't know. And my friend Jennifer was there. And I said, Jennifer, this is going to sound extremely self-centered. But it's just, you know, as I'm processing all this, it just occurred to me that I'll never have my birthday cake again. I've had it my entire life. And I'll never have it again. Y'all, the next year on my birthday rolls around, my doorbell rings. And I go, and there stands Jennifer with my cake.
It's unbelievable.
Y'all, and she's made it every year since. Now, I'm going to have to let her off, though. She's going to move to Mississippi, and I'm going to just have to say,
What?
You're done. I know.
No, she can come back and drive back up there and give you your cake and spend the weekend with you. It'll be fun. See?
Yeah.
Oh, so, my goodness. Well, anyway, I'm glad you had your cake. And you had.
And I got to eat it, too.
And you got to eat it, too. And you had good food. And you had ribs from West the Pest. This is very exciting.
It was good. And my birthday present is actually going to require a little work from you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Why do I got to work?
Because I need you to. Okay. So listen. But all you right. like it because it's going to require you to shop, kind of. Oh. And you like that. So I know.
Something I sort of do sometimes.
Do you remember last year how I have been talking about the Williams-Sonoma Autumn Plaid Charger plates?
Yeah, I told you to
that
buy
I
them.
Love. And I didn't because I just can't buy stuff for myself. They bought me an 8-place sitting of my autumn plaid charger plates. And my mama gave me enough money for me to get like the Thanksgiving plates that go with them. Oh. So here's what you need to do, though.
Okay.
I need you to go to Williams-Sonoma.
Okay.
And look, they have two pumpkin, like there's a Plymouth. What is it? Anyway, Plymouth series.
Okay.
And they have a botanical pumpkin series.
Okay.
And I want you to look, it should all be displayed, but I want you to see which one you like better.
Oh, okay.
You can look online too.
Well, I'll just go to the store because then, I mean, or I guess I could look online, but.
Either way, but so y'all, and here, y'all can chime in and send us a message back and tell me what you like.
Okay.
Hey, I'm out on the turkeys. I don't want a turkey.
You don't want a turkey?
I don't want a turkey plate.
Okay.
But they have, you can get like just the pumpkin. I just want pumpkin so that I can use it all fall.
Yeah, absolutely.
Instead of just November.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Listen, me too.
Listen, that's the really great gift. But my boys don't get it last year.
My boys don't understand. Why do you want plates? Why plates? Ron was telling them, why does she want plates?
I know.
They can't figure this out. It is so foreign. And then when I finally told them after they'd already given it to them, I said, look, you don't even eat off these plates. They said, what?
There's plates that go under the plates. And that's
so. And that's what Ron said. Ron said, so it's a plate for the plate. I said, yeah, exactly. You got it.
Maybe it is. Now, listen, the practical thing that, aside from just being pretty, and you can use them with placemats if you want, but the practical thing about chargers is you don't have to use a placemat.
That's correct.
If you are tight for space, which we a lot of times are, I don't really use placemats very often because we're tight for space.
Yeah.
So, and they take up so much room. So, whereas if you just have a beautiful charger on your tablecloth, you know, whatever, it can tighten things up and still look real pretty and catch the little drippies and the crummies.
Well, it's more for me. I mean, it's about the gathering. You know, that's what they don't get. It's the gathering.
Yeah.
It's not the, you know, I'm so excited. It already looks good on my table. I was just going to say, okay, so you all have a mission for my birthday. You all have a mission.
Oh, I'll do a poll. I'll do a poll.
There you go. Yes.
I'll put the pictures up and do a poll. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get on this.
Yeah.
All right.
So let me know if you like the botanical pumpkin with it or if you like the Plymouth pumpkin.
Okay. Oh, they're both pumpkin.
They're both pumpkins.
But one is botanical and one is Plymouth.
The Plymouth is actually, they have a series. I mean, you can get it where it's just pumpkin, but, or you could get like a pumpkin, a pheasant, a turkey.
Oh, do they have pheasants? Yeah,
they do.
Okay, because now you're
speaking. I do kind of like a pheasant. I do like a pheasant.
You're speaking Haile language.
But yeah, I just don't like a big turkey on my plate. I don't know.
I love pheasants. And I kind of collect little, you know, statues and feather, and I put them out in the fall. And I love that. So maybe
I can get 7 pumpkins and 1 pheasant. And that can be your fall plate when you come.
Well, at least it's not the turkey.
So
that's fine with me.
Maybe we should get that one for Tim.
Yeah.
So. You make turkey.
So she needs 1 turkey.
One turkey, one pheasant. And then the rest pumpkins.
And the rest can just be pumpkins. How dare you? That sounds about right. That sounds about right. Excellent.
Yeah, so I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited about that. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, the boys are just dumbfounded. They're just, they don't get it. They don't get it.
I know, but
and
still.
I'm like, well, I don't understand. And then Ron's like, they're like, it's at $40.
Mm-hmm.
It's $40. Mm-hmm. Why does she want a $40?
Why do they want those tennis shoes?
I don't care about tennis shoes. I can get on board. I know, but I mean, I can get on board with that. You know, good gear is good gear. But why do you pay $60 for a stupid video game?
Exactly right.
I don't understand that.
Why do they spend on whatever it is that they spend on? It just is what you like and what That's blesses right. you, and they just need to get yeah. over it.
And then Ron was all confused. He said, "You're really giddy about this. You really like these." And I was like, "Duh, it's taken you 26 years. Yes, I like plates.
Ding, 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 ding. I entertain a lot. 1 year. I cook a lot."
When you're Caleb was little. Now, you know, you got to go with what your little boys get you. But mm-hmm. 1 year, I got a Venus flytrap for Mother's Day.
That is awesome. Because that's what every mom wants. Not like a flower.
A Venus. No, it was a Venus flytrap.
Because, you know, he wanted the Venus flytrap. He thought that'd be cool.
It eats flies.
Did I tell you the story? So I got Hudson a Venus flytrap plant when he was little, when he was younger, much, much younger. And for up in his room, he just thought that'd be cool and all that kind of stuff. Well, I don't know when it was. It was sometime late in the summer. I don't know. And I went up into his room. Now he has little awning windows that kind of, you know, they open out, yeah. you know, how an awning window goes. And right along the roof, they just open up onto the little roof, dormer roof, whatever. I don't even know. Anyway, I was up there cleaning his room, doing something. And I looked out there on the roof and he had put that little plant, and it was little, you know, and he had yeah. stuck it out there in the summer on the burning hot black, you know, roof shingles. Uh-huh. And that thing was shriveled up. He hadn't watered it. I said, "Ud, what did you do?" He said, "Well, it needs to eat flies. And so I put it outside so it could get some flies."
You know, this is all making sense now to me. You are now responsible, I'm guessing, for the reason that I got a Venus flytrap. Hudson probably told the boys he had a Venus flytrap, and then bingo, I get it.
He probably did, because he wanted one, and that was about that age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was maybe a little older. I feel like maybe he was a little older, but yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, he stuck it right on that hot roof in the summer so it could eat, and it just shriveled right up. Mm-hmm. So, yep. you know, there
Venus
you go.
Venus flytrap right there.
There you go. What I saw, I just wanted to mention this because I thought it was just bizarre. So I was going through Instagram, as you do, and I saw an ad for some kind of retinol cream or something, serum, I don't know what it was. And you know how they have the little person talking about it. Some young girl was talking about it. And no lie, Joni, no lie. This is what she says on this ad. "If I could only take three things to a deserted island, this would be one of them."
Okay.
You're going to a deserted island and you're going to take a retinol cream. Uh-huh. You know what? Listen, ain't nobody there. Ain't nobody there to see your wrinkled up face.
Yeah.
At least take a sunscreen. I mean, what? But this girl was like, "This will be one of my yeah. three things."
I'm like, okay.
This is what's happening. This is where we are. What would you take? What would you take?
Coffee.
Oh,
one, I'm not going without coffee.
That's a really good idea. I'd take you.
Oh. I'd take you too.
Yeah, we could take one. Yeah. And we then don't I'd take our to, husbands. That's
then
terrible.
I'd have to take a Bible.
Yeah, I think so.
So that I didn't choke you. No.
That is very, very rude. Satellite TV so we can watch.
I need to be, yeah. yeah. Yes.
If we had coffee in each other and a satellite TV.
Yeah, we'd be rocking.
Or right one there. Of us bring the Bible and one of us bring the TV, and then that way we'd yeah. have them both.
See, and that, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we.
Well, then there can be an extra because only one of us needs to take the right. other.
Oh, that's true.
So then
okay.
we can have another thing.
Okay. Ooh, this is really going good. We've really thought this out, and none of those things are going to be a retinol cream, I can tell you right now.
It's not a retinol cream.
It's not no. going to be that. Mm-mm. Maybe like uh-uh. salt. To be honest, salt would probably be like endless supply of like salt.
Well, it's a deserted island.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was this. We could kind of probably make our own.
That sounds like, I bet you it's harder than what it sounds like. Out of the ocean water.
I know, but
you know?
If you're only taking three things.
But salt adds flavor to everything and it preserves stuff.
Well,
and
that's true.
Like we could really, like you're cooking when you're cooking all the stuff for me, because I'll make you cook, and then you'll have salt. her face right now.
I don't know. Her face, I don't know. Wait, like, let me go back because I got a couple of things.
Oh, good. Go back. Okay. Please take us back.
Let me go back to tailgate. So we're having a little problem with this satellite. And there's this man walks over. He's kind of helping Ron. And anyway, we sit down and start talking. And he's from Huntsville. And I went, oh, Ron, I just went to Huntsville. And ate a fabulous restaurant there. And I couldn't remember the name of it. And I said, Ron, what was that restaurant we went to with Jimmy Dodd? Or Jimmy Dodd was there. And the guy looked at me and went, Jimmy Dodd? And I thought, I should have known.
Stop it right now.
Yeah.
Stop it right now.
Of course, he knew Jimmy Dodd. Works with Jimmy Dodd.
The town...
It's big.
It's not that big. Everyone's going to know
him. But it's still big enough.
Yeah, true.
Huntsville's a city, you know.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, okay, so there's that. And then the second thing I want to say is it's homecoming week this week.
In Savannah,
Are.
Right.
In at my high school.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out how I can get away with wearing pajamas every single day for dress-up days.
I'm here to help.
Because today was dress to impress or not impress. So,
dress to impress. What is it?
Dress to impress. Or not impress.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so I'm in my yoga pants and my, and I would have 100% worn pajamas, except that I had to go to the grocery. So I'm in like a big sweater and yoga pants.
Okay.
Tomorrow, now I'm not rocking this one. Tomorrow is Barbie versus Ken Day.
Oh my gosh.
I'm thinking, though, that I can go to, like, I can be Slumber Party Barbie.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Yep.
Sleepover Barbie. That sounds...
Sleepover. That sounds naughty. So naughty, Slumber Party Barbie.
Yeah, I think so.
Better.
For sure. Or, put your hair up in a big, like, dwinkle, like a big...
Yes.
Tail on the top of your head.
Yes.
Wear a face mask.
Oh, I could. But, you know, after it gets dry, that itches after a while.
True. Maybe one of those sheet ones, but then you'll look like that hockey player killer mask guy, Jason or whatever. So don't do that.
I don't know.
Okay. Think about it. Slippers.
I don't know. I could put like Zit cream or something all over my Slumber Party Barbie.
I think people would just think you were polka dotted. I don't know that they would know. I don't know. You'll think of something.
Anyway. And
Freeze your bra. Okay.
That might help with hot flashes.
Oh, it kind of sounds good. That's menopause
Barbie.
Oh, why doesn't someone come up with a cooling like a really a cool, not the ones that they're like, this is cooling and breathable and it's not, but like one that actually you charge it and
and it's an air conditioner around your it's an iced bustier.
Ooh. Trademark. I like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wednesday is dress like your hall. Okay. So, like the freshmen have, because we're doing eras this year. And I don't know what the freshmen have. Somebody is 2000s. Somebody is 1970s, I think. My hall is 1950s.
Oh, that's good. That's at least it's like recognizable.
Yeah. It's right. But, and I was going to get like a poodle skirt and stuff, but I don't think I am because I have to serve. I have to do the church thing Wednesday. So
you're not going to go dressed up like in a poodle skirt.
I'm not going to.
You could do like a beehive and be like a, I don't know, like an old lady, like 50s old lady. That'd be kind of cute.
And then I could wear just my robe, grandma. I don't know.
Get some horn rim glasses.
Yeah.
Okay. Do your hair in rollers. Oh my gosh. That would make me
so happy.
Like do it up and just rollers. Uh-huh, okay. Uh-huh.
And then Thursday is dress like your favorite era. So I am 100% wearing the tie-dye caftan.
Oh, of course. Oh, that's going to be great. And those big glasses. The big sunglasses that my dad got us. Oh, that's going to be awesome. Please take a picture. We definitely need a picture of that.
Okay.
Of any of the days you want to take pictures of, but for sure you need to get a picture
of pajamas. I'm liking Slumber Party Barbie.
Yeah, I like it too. I think it totally works. Yeah. Just put your hair up in it, like do a headband and do your hair up in a big poofy thing. And I don't know. Do you have any pink?
I don't have pink.
Salmon kind of color? I don't know.
Do have maybe a salmon gown. What I need to wear something over it, though. I don't know.
You'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
We have faith
in you. Just going in my pajamas.
I love that. Well, I'm in my caftan already today. I got home from some errands and I'd had it. I don't know. I'm in a mood. It's been a weekend, so we'll talk later.
All right.
No, everything's good, but it's just, I would like to kind of in all seriousness, encouraging, you know, people our age or younger or older or whatever that are in the midst of caring for elderly parents. I just would like to encourage you and receive encouragement and from you. It's not for the faint of heart. So
it is not.
And it's a privilege, and it's the right thing and all that. But I just would say, I think what has caught me unaware, is just the, and I knew, you know, it's coming, parents are going to age if they're, you know, and all that, and, and they're going to need help, and that's fine. I mean, that's great. But I think what just caught me, I didn't realize it was going to kind of happen. At least it has for me. Right when my kids have kind of gained, which is good. This is good. This is me. But my kids have gained independence. So then you kind of think you're done, and then you're not done.
And then you're not done.
And
right.
It's shouldn't be a surprise. It's not. It just, anyway, and blessing that obviously that's how it works, because, you know, people who have to do it when their kids are younger and really still needing them, I don't know how. Or kids
and that's
with special
and
needs.
that's where I fell.
And that's I had
small children, and I had
that's too much. I wouldn't have made it
caretaking, and yeah. It did pull me about as tight as I could have been pulled.
Absolutely,
it was. And y'all, if you've never been a caretaker, you're not going to have any idea what we're talking about, because it is, you kind of have to, once you go through it, you understand, and it's hard. And I think one of the things that got me through, or when I really would get frustrated, is I would just think, one day that's going to be me.
I know. That's what I do all the time. But that actually kind of contributes to my stress a little bit, I'll be honest.
Well, yeah. But it is, you know, I mean, it is.
Yeah.
And I hope that somebody will treat, you know, I mean, I just think, when I'm in that shape, how am I going to want somebody to treat me?
Treat others like you want to be treated. And that is exactly in the forefront of the mind of doing that, for sure.
But it's hard. I mean, it's just, you're just pulled. And I know, like with my grandfather, y'all, I had the most incredible granddaddy who loved me, adored him, and he would have done anything in the world for me. And I am, and I ended up, when I moved back here, it just worked out well. He needed somebody to stay with him at night, and I needed somewhere to live. And so it just worked out well. But I would go to work in the morning, and then I would go, you know, I would stay with him at night. Well, it was constant. He was up, and he had no concept of time at that point. I mean, I would be up all night. And then I felt guilty because I was tired.
Right.
You know, I felt guilty that,
and yeah,
that I even had any selfish thought, because I thought my granddaddy would never even think of himself. If this were me, he would be continually giving and giving, you know. And so there's just, but it's just, it's hard emotionally.
Yeah.
It's hard physically. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just hard. And especially when it's somebody who has taken care of you your entire life. I mean, your heroes. And I think it's really, I don't know, it's hard to watch women go down, but especially men, you know, I mean, they're your daddies and your granddaddies. They're your big, strong, you know, they've taken care of everything. And then all of a sudden they turn into mush. I mean, it's just the strength is gone. The security is gone. The protection is gone. And that is so hard. It's hard to watch. it's hard to, you know, even just the physical taking care of them. And listen, if their mind starts going, that's horrible. I was so fortunate with my Mama Blunt. She lived to be 97, but she kept her mind. She was sharp as a tack until about that last month of her life. And because as long as you can reason with them,
there's still relationship in that sense, right? And that helps. Yeah.
Well, and even just being able to explain, hey, I can't be here until 6 o'clock, and they understand that.
Yes, absolutely. You know,
But when their mind is gone, they can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, then they're constantly scared and nervous and upset. Yeah. You know, and then that adds in either other dimension, as many people know and have done that. So I just want to encourage people, and that's a good hearing from your, you know, viewpoint and how that works, because it just is what it is. And you have ups and downs, and it's a privilege, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
This sounds terrible, but fortunately and unfortunately, this too shall pass. You know, it does not last, and it may get worse. It may get better, but at some point it comes to an end. Mm-hmm. And that's hard. That's hard. But
yeah. So just encouragement, just keep on keeping on. You know, just I wanted to just share that just a little bit, because I'm like, you know, we do a lot of sharing on here, and I can't go into every detail, but it doesn't matter. It's just that idea of you know, we have ups and downs, and there's hard weekends for me and hard weekends for Joni and weeks. And you know, that's because we're all doing all the things. So, but we can still have fun. We can still talk about football, and we can, you know.
Well, and I am going to say too, let me go back just and say one thing. Y'all, things get horrible. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can laugh about it, or you can cry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do both, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, laugh at stuff that's funny. My other grandfather, I mean, he was, you know, riding trains and all kinds of things from the nursing home. I don't know. We just went with it. And there are just things that are so horrible that you just have to laugh. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. I agree with that. So that is that. Hey, I don't really have a lot else today, but I did. This was weeks ago. I was weird with Thatcher. And have you seen the thing? I'm sure you probably have, in the news and stuff, about they're growing meat.
No.
Have you seen? Listen.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh. That's what I said.
Mm-mm.
Thatcher brought it up to us. He said, what do you think about this new, you know, science, whatever, where they're growing meat? And I said, I can tell you right now, those two words together are not, no.
Mm-mm.
He said, what do you mean, Mom? What if it's the same? I said, no, you can raise meat. Okay. But I just have a real issue. And it was so funny. We went round and round, and he wasn't being honorary. He was just saying, what if it's the same? I'm like, it's not
the same.
It can't be the same.
Yeah.
But what if it, I'm like, but it won't be. And you're growing again. I have an issue again. Listen, this is just us, you know, I have no idea, but it's like, I always want to say, haven't you seen the movies? Like, don't you know, when you start messing with stuff, it's just not going to go well. I've been very influenced by movies, as y'all can tell, from Godzilla, from Jurassic Park. Like, there's a lot that, listen, you just don't want to mess.
Yeah.
And that's one of them. I don't think we should grow meat.
No, that has never turned out well.
I don't think so either.
Mm-mm.
I think
now I have another little piece of news for you that we need to discuss.
Oh, good.
What about this RFK attempted assassination?
Listen, I've just seen a little bit about it. I haven't seen a ton, but they just caught him at the place he hadn't really tried yet, right? Is that correct?
He was dressed as a federal marshal.
I saw that.
Yep. Listen. I got a conspiracy theory that I probably should not put out on the waves, but.
Go for it. Come on, do it. Do it.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
not
no,
after not all this. No, okay. Not after all this January 6th. No.
Mm-mm. Okay, no. We're not talking about. No, we're not doing that. Listen.
I mean, they'll come for you.
Some things we just need to keep on the insides of our heads.
That's right.
Not on the outside.
I'm going to tell you what. If it quacks like a duck and it swims like a duck, it's probably a duck.
Quack, quack.
That's what I'm going to say.
Listen, I don't even know, but I did see that. I'm like that family needs one more person to get killed. Assassinate. Mm-hmm. Come on now, folks. Is it the curse? Is it the Kennedy curse?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll make you tell me later.
No. Well, I think they've ticked off some people that, okay. All right. Let me just say this. That, that whole birds aren't real theory.
Yes.
That birds are like.
Mm-hmm. They're drones. They're spy drones.
They're drones, spies. Uh-huh. I'm sitting here looking out the window and there's a cardinal looking straight at me. Sitting on a little line looking straight at me.
Mm-hmm. Capturing the sound waves right now. Tony's looking at it like.
I know.
I see you.
I know who you are.
I see you out there.
I see you.
That's ridiculous. Oh yes, I did see that.
I think they have ticked some important people off.
Very well,
I will say that.
Very well, could be. I don't know.
That's what I'm going
to
say.
That seems very impressive to like be dressed up like a marshal and all that effort. That's a lot of thought. That's not just a crazy person who's showing up at the right time, the right place, and just decides to do something. So I don't know. We'll have to follow that more closely for sure. That's about, I don't have a whole heck of a lot else today. What else is happening this week? I feel like, I don't even know. I'm just trying to get my house clean and get stuff put away. And Tim's still working on shelves and we're just, that's
all.
Well,
go ahead.
We did make the jalapeno. I made jalapeno poppers for Tim's birthday, and they were quite a success, I must say.
Good.
It was delicious. So
yeah, they are delicious. I had those for my birthday too. I had those too.
There you go. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. No birthday. We had some friends from Tupelo come down, Gary and Sandy Waters, and
nice.
So a girl shows, they have a daughter who is 18, and she's looking at Mississippi State. So she came down to stay with a friend. They went to the ball game and then they came to the tailgate. And her friend looks at John Garrett and she said, "You look really familiar to me." And, John Garrett's oblivious. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, he's a sophomore." She said, "I'm a sophomore. What's your major?" It was civil engineering. She's some kind of engineering major.
Mm-hmm.
And later they were talking about, I don't know, I asked him about one of his classes or something. It turns out they've had like two or three classes together. So they're in
together to go, John Garrett.
Like right now.
Way to go, John Garrett. Right now. Way to look around.
Yeah. Yeah, he's oblivious. So.
Well, I mean, the fact that she's seen him, he means he might have done something to draw attention to himself.
Yeah, there's no telling.
What kind of questions he's been asking.
I know. I was a little concerned. John Garrett was very tame. This weekend. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's mature.
We'll get Hudson to, Hudson needs to like talk to him.
Okay.
See if something's up.
Poke around, see what's going on.
Poke around.
Maybe you'll get another Venus flytrap if you play your cards right.
I know. Woo!
Okay.
So we did that. Mm-hmm. And then, we had a fish fry at church Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
nice.
Sunday.
Oh, nice.
After that.
What was that for? Yeah. Just a
little fellowship
meal?
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah, and it's homecoming week, so which means parade and spirit races will be on Friday. And that's it. I really don't have.
So the parade, though, isn't that, I remember we talked about that last year, too, because they were doing it different or something. Or was it that the seniors drive in it?
Well, only the seniors drive. They only let the seniors drive.
Okay.
None of the underclassmen can drive. So
right.
And they pull the class floats and the, football teams on fire engines. And
do you have to help with the float for your sophomores?
Well, I think they're pretty well. I may end up having to stay after school.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Excellent. That's so fun. That's one of those things.
It is
and they
fun.
Do that here. There's lots of different high schools that have things like that.
Yeah.
But like when it goes through the whole little town and it's your town thing, that's very cool. I love
and
that.
I will say, that's really helped too with my kids graduating and not having kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still right in the middle of it. It's not like that my life has changed a whole lot.
Right. You're still on that whole calendar and doing all those fun things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there are some pluses to teaching high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, when the time comes and you ever retire from there, I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to have to travel a ton because you're going to be like depressed.
Yeah.
Because you will. Because you'll just, you're going to take like months to just recover. You're just going to have to.
Well, you know, summer, I always get sick. I mean, get out for summer and I'm like.
That's what I mean. It's going to take like a summer length of time before you can get charged back up again. So, which is understandable, but good grief. Well, what is your recipe this week?
We're September and it is, apple season.
And sink it. Of September.
But we are right smack in the middle of apple season. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if any of you listen to Sidewalk Prophets or not, but we're friends with a few guys from Sidewalk Prophets, and Ben McDonald gave me this recipe. Mm. It's his recipe. So he and Dave Fry started the band, and Ben has kind of stepped aside now. Now he's doing like manager stuff, but he used to do the guitar and he still writes lyrics and all that kind of stuff. Okay. Anyway, he has a caramel apple pork chop.
Ooh.
And it is delicious.
Wow.
I'm just going to tell you.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, let me pull it out.
Tell us basically everything.
You are going to brown your pork chop. I mean, just kind of brown it. Maybe 5 minutes on each side. Just get it kind of mostly cooked. Mm-hmm. Hang on. I have to pull up my recipe here.
That's right. We want the real deal.
I want the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
I should have gotten Ben McDonald on the phone.
You should have. We could have interviewed him. You can do that in your cast iron skillet if you want to brown it up in that or whatever you've got.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot like your peach chicken that we did a couple weeks ago. Okay. Mm. So, 4 boneless pork chops. You're going to brown those and maybe 5-6 minutes. And you want both sides evenly browned. And then you take them out of your pan. And you are going to combine your brown sugar, salt, pepper, cinnamon, and nutmeg. And then you're going to melt some butter in your skillet and stir in your brown sugar mixture. And you're going to need to go ahead and cut up about 2 apples. You can peel them and core them and slice them up.
That's peel, guys. That's peel for the northern people, not peel. You got to peel. You got to peel. I'm just here to help translate.
Gosh.
I'm just translating.
Okay. And so y'all know how to make caramel, right? Your caramel is just cooked sugar.
Don't assume.
Okay. So caramel is just melted sugar. That's all it gets you.
Brown, it gets to the where it's not quite hard like a candy yet, but it's on its way, right?
Right. I mean, well, it's melted. I mean, then it'll set up later. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's how you make caramel.
Right.
Is it melts down. And then as it starts to harden, then you throw some butter and stuff in it. Anyway.
So how do you do it? Tell us how to do it. How do you
telling people just to throw sugar in the pan? We'll talk about sugar. We'll talk about caramel later.
We need to know. Okay.
My gosh. Okay.
I'm just saying.
But that's what you're doing.
You're going to have people with burnt up sugar in their pans setting off fire alarms because you're not telling them how to do it.
Well, you're throwing apples in there with it now. Okay. So it's not going to, you know, your juice from your apples are going to come out. So it's not going to be like caramel.
Okay.
But it is going to melt down a little.
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh, I'm excited.
Okay.
Oh.
And then, hang on. Do, 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 do. Okay, so then you are going to, cover and cook this for about 3 or 4 minutes, just until your apples are tender. You're going to remove the apples with a slotted spoon and put those on top of your pork chops. Continue cooking your mixture in the skillet until the sauce thickens up slightly.
Okay.
And then whatever pan that or little dish that you put your pork chops and your apples in, you come back and you pour the sauce over the top of it. Now, I might put it all back in the skillet is what I might do and just spoon that sauce over it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. That sounds really good. I mean, you can't.
Go ahead and post the recipe. I'm not going to cook it until this weekend. I don't have a picture of
it.
But
just post it and stick it.
I will post it and then I'll post a picture later.
That sounds amazing. I really like that. That sounds
caramel
really good.
Apple. Oh, you have to use Honeycrisp apples. He was pretty
just
adamant.
Say, be he okay. Because typically when you cook stuff like that, you're
kind use of Granny
using
Smith.
The tartar, right? But
yeah.
I feel like you don't want to use a green apple in that. I don't feel like that would be. I feel like you want that.
He said Honeycrisp.
Okay. Yeah. Which is that middle of the road, but very sweet, but very juicy, but still kind of firm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They kind of have a good. Okay. And do you have to peel them?
I would peel them.
Or can you?
I mean, I will. I don't think it would be no, because you're going to cook it down.
Okay.
I don't think that would be. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Peel them.
Thank you.
Peel. What do you say? Peel them.
I say peel, but you know.
Peel. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Peel them.
I'm just helping people out. Just throw some sugar in a skillet and peel it.
Throw some sugar in a skillet. And throw your brown sugar in a skillet. So push it around a little bit and you'll get
peel
caramel.
Your apples and yum.
And take a bite.
Delicious. What are you going to serve that with? What do you suggest? Like, what do you want to put with that? What are you thinking?
I would almost do like roasted sweet potatoes.
Mm. Ooh, that would be good.
Yeah, a squash.
Mm-hmm.
You
like
could
a whole
do,
little harvesty fall mm-hmm. kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think any of your root vegetables would be fantastic with that.
That would be really
you
good.
Could do wild rice or
that would
you know,
be good
but
too.
If you're doing.
Wild rice would be very good with that mm-hmm. too. Okay. Okay. That sounds amazing.
It's good.
Oh, gosh. Wow, guys. Wow, it's a Monday over
it's
here.
It's good in the neighborhood.
Speaking of which, I mailed your present today, so it'll come sometime in a couple of days. So there
listen,
you go.
Guys, here's
I'm
my
a good
birthday.
Friend.
Holly calls me. Well, first we cross the bridge. We're crossing the bridge, and we get down the road, yeah. And my husband looks at me and goes, oh, I forgot your birthday present. This is on the way.
On the way to football, yeah.
About 15 minutes later, Holly calls me and says, hey, I haven't mailed your birthday present yet. And then Caleb calls me and says, your birthday present's going to be a little late.
Listen.
And then my mom is out like in Wyoming. I don't know.
And did she, her present going to be late too?
She did give me money for.
Okay. That's right. See, she did that.
Money
for the dishes. Yeah. So you're all set to go. That's hilarious. I know. I don't know what happened. I even had it ready to go. I just, this week got away from me that y'all's birthdays were coming up. Yeah. That this somehow it just got away. And I forgot that like for something to be there, you have to put it in the mail. So it's fine. Don't worry about it.
You could have just brought it here.
I could have, except no, I can't. So I should have done that. But anyway, well, good.
Okay.
That, and oh, it's coming in a factor box, but it's not factor food. So you're going to see it and go, oh, they sent me an extra box, but it's not.
Okay.
So don't be like, oh my gosh, just.
Factor.
Yeah. It's okay. Literally a factor box. So,
okay.
Okay. What? I'm ready.
You want my top three?
Three.
Top three.
Okay. My top three. Look, I am prepared even.
Of course you
okay.
are.
Okay. A lot of little tailgate stuff. And I'm going to go ahead. This is not a tailgate stuff. And it's at the end of the season. But I'm just going to say, when it's 90 degrees down here, y'all, I'm still wearing open-toed sandals.
Yes,
I know we're past Labor Day. But anyway.
It doesn't matter.
So
we're allowed
to
do it. I'm in flip-flops today. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You can do what
okay,
you want.
Okay. I have some Teva. I think it's a Zymic. It's a Zymic sandals.
Oh.
Y'all, they are just extremely comfortable. They've got, Caleb looked at me because I wore them to Mississippi State and Caleb said, what is that? And I said, my Tevas. He said, it looks like a tennis shoe with a sandal on top of it. And I said, that's what it feels like.
Oh, okay.
But it's a very, cushiony on the bottom.
Oh, nice.
It's like it looks like, anyway, Teva Zymic sandal.
Oh, are those ones you have? I've
yes.
seen those.
Yes,
and
you've seen those.
They're like soft on the top. They're not the Tevas that are like the harder straps, aren't they?
I mean,
like
they've got straps. They've got soft straps.
But they're soft.
But then then it's got that big
white sole.
Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are good. Those are very good.
Yep.
All right, get your Tevas.
And
okay.
Tevas. Mm-hmm. And then I have a rocking tailgate chair.
Oh, nice.
And it's so super comfortable. Mm. And I sat there and I just rocked. I think it's called I can't remember if it's GEC or GMC rocking tailgate chair.
Okay. But get the link.
You can get it. You can get them from Dick's. You can get them from Walmart. You can get it from Amazon. But
Extra that rocks just it feels just rocks. So much better because you can kind of lean back. Some of those chairs, you're kind of sitting up weird. And
yes. Yeah.
Well, that's what I can sit in when I come down in November.
No, that one's mine.
No. So I should get you another one.
You should get me another one.
Okay.
For yourself.
Dang it.
Oh, wait. Here's another one. Phyllis Garrett sends me a birthday card that says, I'll be in France for your birthday, but I'll raise a glass to you. And I'm like, thanks.
She's thinking of you.
She's in France. Her trip to France.
Nice. That's impressive. She got a card out, man. I'm telling you.
It's Mama G. She's the greatest, though. I mean, she's okay. So rocking tailgate chair, Tevas sandals, and there is an over-the-table rod stand. So what this is it clips to your table and goes straight. You got two rods that go straight up and then one that goes across the top.
Oh, okay.
You can make flowers. You can have your tailgate streamers hanging down. You can have balloon arch if you want. But it's just like a...
How cool is that?
It's cool.
That is cool. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, my goodness. So you can just like your own little sign or your little pennants or whatever you want to do.
Over the table. Yeah.
Okay. That's really clever.
Yeah. If you want to take vines or maybe in the fall, take those, those leaf vine things, wrap garland around things. That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Garland. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm here.
You could put your little string lights over it.
Oh, no. String lights would be very cute.
Yeah.
Under the little tailgate tent and all that little stuff. That would be very fast for night games.
Yeah. I mean, just over your, if you've got a Halloween thing coming up with tailgate, like that's always around, you can do, hang you some little pumpkins or something down and some little.
That is very clever. I didn't know they made such a thing, but I'm not surprised because they got all kind of stuff. It's so fun to look on stuff like that, or Amazon ads will get me like that because I'm like, oh, look at that cool whatever thing, whether it's a neat travel thing or like you did a tailgate or something for the house. I'm like, oh, look at that. Yeah. So that's very good.
And look up like people's ideas that they have because they're great. Like a woman, I mean, she just has them for a dinner party, but she'll put these beautiful flower, garlands around and hanging lanterns coming down.
That's what I was thinking was like those little hanging tea light, like little, and it's kind of cool because even inside or whatever, then you're not blocking the table. You could have like a low centerpiece, but it kind of creates this whole low atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. I might have to get me one of those. That's all I need. It's more stuff. I'll tell you that much right now. I'm in the midst of redoing, like I said, the living room. My theme for this decor right now. So I'm in the summer, this summer, I guess I didn't really share about this cause I'm lame and I forget to tell you guys stuff, but, the kind of look that I wanted this summer in the house was called the Dark Tropics. Okay. It's Dark Tropics.
Okay.
Dark Tropics. That's like Hot Pockets.
It sounds like a murder mystery.
Well, kind of. That's kind of what my life is. But that was my mood because I'm not a real, so it was summer. So I have lots of plants and my living room walls are black, but I do bamboo table. I've got, I don't know how to explain it all. And I should have done better about taking pictures and doing stuff. I will next year, but just as a summer vibe, I don't do a lot of seashells and I'm not living at the beach. I'm not, that's just not whatever. Everyone has their thing. So I kind of settled on this Dark Tropics as a theme of, I don't know, a little bit of, I don't know what the vibe, kind of a little Asian vibes here and there, but tropical. Like I said, I've got plants. And anyway, blah, blah, blah. That was summer. And now we're just sort of shifting a little bit. We're not changing our whole house, but we're just shifting into the living room is going to be a moody library.
A moody library.
We're going for moody. We're going for moody library. Okay.
All right.
That's what we're feeling. Things are getting dark. We're going to, you know, I've rearranged. The fireplace is going to get ready. I've got the couches rearranged, adding a few little lamps. Tim's doing the bookshelves. So we're moody library. That's what's happening. Okay.
Okay. All right. Listen.
What's your theme for the...
Well, no, let me
you
tell you.
You do all the holidays. You're so good at
here's
that.
Here's my dilemma, though, is... I need new chairs in my living room.
Oh, okay.
Well, somebody posted a picture of this love seat, and it looked just like or very close to what I've got. Anyway,
oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And it was $100, and I thought, well, heck, for $100, I mean, even if it's not perfect, that you know,
$100, you can't buy anything for $100.
No, no. So I told Ron, I said, just go get it. For $100, I mean, I don't care. We, you know,
mm-hmm.
even if we keep it for a few months, it's fine. We, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes and gets it, and he brings it in. He said, and I'm not here. He said, so this is the wrong color green. It does not match at all.
Oh.
He said, but even when I was there and I was looking at it, I thought it's a perfect match.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Until he gets it home.
Okay.
And it's
okay.
not.
Okay. And it wasn't.
So now, if he might need a green love seat.
Okay.
I got one for you for $100.
I was going to say, easily. If you put that on Facebook Marketplace or something right there in town.
And it's in good shape. It's fine. I mean, mm-hmm. really. And I'm sitting there going, well, maybe I should just move it upstairs when the boys can take it, you know, when they move. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, for $100.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know.
No. Well, I'm sorry that didn't happen. Okay, you got to get yourself some chairs. I know. It's always something in it. I'll tell you right now.
All right, y'all. Well, thanks for listening to, you know, all this birthday homecoming nonsense.
Mm-hmm,
and anyway, go make you some pork chops and some caramel.
That's all Jeremy has.
That's it. I'm down.
She's about to lay out. I'll tell you right now.
I'm getting to that point in my fall that I'm like, I don't know what my name is.
No, but we're so glad you guys are here. Hope you guys are having a great week doing your stuff around your house and getting your little ideas and your little cooking going and whatever it is you like to do. And we will be back next week with more whatever we feel like saying. So bye, cornbread.
See you, corn dog.
Girl, I hope that's wine.
It's not. It's muscadine juice.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on. This is freaking loud. How do I turn this down? Hold on. Stop. Dang it.